Explain why quantum computers need error correction and why below threshold operation is a milestone, not a finished machine. Why might a computer need error correction even if every part is carefully built? What is the difference between a scientific milestone and a product-ready technology? When does adding more parts make a system better instead of worse? Quantum computers are exciting because they process information in ways ordinary computers cannot easily copy. They are also frustrating because quantum information is delicate. A tiny disturbance can damage the state the machine is trying to protect. The Willow result matters because it addresses one of the central questions in the field. Can a quantum computer become more reliable by using more physical qubits to protect fewer logical qubits? A physical qubit is the actual device, a circuit, atom, ion, or other system used to store quantum information. Physical qubits are imperfect. They lose information, interact with noise, and produce wrong measurement patterns. For useful applications, a quantum computer may need enormous numbers of reliable operations. If errors happen too often, the machine cannot complete a meaningful calculation before the answer is corrupted. Quantum error correction uses many physical qubits together to protect one logical qubit. The logical qubit is not a single object. It is an encoded pattern across a group of qubits. A surface code arranges qubits in a square-like lattice. Some qubits hold data, while others check for error patterns. The system does not copy the quantum state directly. Instead, it measures clues about errors and uses a decoder to infer how to correct them. Error correction has a paradox. Adding more physical qubits creates more opportunities for error. If the physical qubits are too noisy, a bigger code makes things worse. If the physical error rate is low enough, the extra structure helps more than it hurts. That dividing line is called the threshold. Below the threshold, larger codes can suppress logical errors. Google reported that Willow showed this behavior as encoded qubits grew from smaller to larger surface code lattices. The Willow result is a major engineering milestone, but it is not the same as a fault-tolerant quantum computer that solves practical problems on demand. The Nature paper still discusses strict timing requirements, real-time decoding, correlated error events, and remaining questions about error floors. A mature system will need many logical qubits, long computations, useful algorithms, control electronics, software, and verification. The milestone is real because it changes the scaling story. The remaining work is real because useful machines need much more than one protected memory. What is the most important difference between physical and logical qubits? Why does the threshold idea matter for scaling? What would you still want to know before trusting a quantum computing headline? How would you explain this result without using HUS? Why is quantum information difficult to use reliably? It is delicate and can be damaged by errors from the physical device and environment. Why might reliability matter more than raw speed in this field? What is a physical qubit? It is the actual device used to store and process quantum information. Why is more qubits not automatically good news? What is a logical qubit? It is protected quantum information encoded across multiple physical qubits. Why is an encoded pattern sometimes stronger than a single perfect-looking part? What does below threshold mean? It means the physical error rate is low enough that larger error-correcting codes improve logical reliability. Why is a threshold more meaningful than one impressive isolated result? Why should we avoid calling Willow a finished practical quantum computer? Because it demonstrates an important error correction milestone, but many logical qubits and full fault-tolerant operations are still needed. How can a milestone be both impressive and incomplete? The Willow story is cool because it changes the emotional shape of quantum computing. For years, adding qubits often meant adding more ways to fail. Below threshold behavior suggests that, under the right conditions, more hardware can make protected information better. That is not a guarantee of a useful quantum future. it is a serious step toward one.